Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, church. Yeah. Amen. Amen. We thank God for a moment like this. I especially want to say a very big thank you to the pastorate. Thank you, Setman. Thank you, Pastor Muyua. God bless you, sirs. You are helping us grow very well and well nurtured in the Lord. Amen. Let us pray as we go into his word. Father, we thank you for tonight. We bless you. We give you glory. We give you praise. Thank you for tonight. Thank you for your word. Thank you because the entrance of your word gives light. Yes, light. Light to our lives, ideas. Our minds get busted. Yes, as we delve into your word, Lord, we thank you because you will do that which you will do. Oh, glory to you. Our minds become sharp. The eyes of our understanding is enlightened. Glory to you, Father, for tonight. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I had prepared something I wanted to talk about days ago. Even 2 nights ago, I still went through it. But just this morning, the Lord just changed the whole of that course. And I remember something that Pastor Muyua said during the MLM meeting, the end of the month, the end of last month, when we had a meeting the last Saturday of last month. And he said something about how sometimes often he would prepare a message, and sometimes we just wait on the Lord and for that message. And I think it was Mrs. Fowler that asked the question that, so shouldn't you just prepare something that you want to talk about? And he said, yes, even when you prepare, you wait for the Lord. It's when he gives you a go. Praise the Lord. And so I can understand that very well now. Amen. God always has a word for the time, for the moment. Praise the Lord. And most time you will know it. You will know it. Except you are not sensitive. Except you're not. You're not aligning yourself with him. Praise the Lord. So tonight we're looking at seasons of kindness. Hallelujah. Seasons of kindness. I kept hearing that in my spirit. Kindness is spelled K-A-I-N-O-S. I kept hearing that in my spirit. Kindness. I couldn't factor what it is talking about. Until this morning, I just woke up and I was sharing something with my wife that God dropped in my spirit. And she too had something similar that she was sharing, that she shared with me also from what she had to go over, like she testified, to pass over Pastor Bishop's message again. And I really want to use this to really admonish us that it's good we go over the messages. Oftentimes you hear Setman preach, you hear Pastor Muyua preach, you hear our pastors preach. Go over it again. The Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing, there's no end to hearing. The more you hear of God, has a way of bringing it again and again in a different light to you. Amen. Amen. Yes, seasons of kindness. When I checked the kindness is an old Greek word. And when I checked it up, what I got is new, fresh. Something new, something fresh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Indeed, it will be our season of kindness. Something new, something fresh. Amen. And it's my prayer that we will stay in that place where he'll be able to drop things that are new, things that are fresh. The Bible says that we will be like trees planted by the rivers. If you look at the deep interpretation of that, it means that for you there will be no seasons, meaning that whether it's dry or it's wet season, you will be fresh because you are by the banks of the river. Hallelujah. We have this local word we say all the time that I cannot be in the river and soap will be in my eyes. Abby, why? Because you are in the water, so you don't lack what it takes to clean that soap from your eyes. That's it. When you are by the river bank, you stay fresh. Seasons and out of season, for you there is no season. It's always fresh. Hallelujah. The word kainos was used about 40 times to express the word new. And it was used about 20 times to express the word fresh in the New Testament. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's see the book of Luke. Luke chapter 22. Luke 22, verse 20. I'm more interested in the B part, but let me just read the whole of verse 20. He said, in the same way, after supper, Jesus took the cup of wine and said, this wine represents the new agreement. I think it's the old King James, the new King James says, a new covenant. Hallelujah. What is a covenant? A covenant is an agreement between two or more persons, right? So it says, this cup, this wine represents the new covenant, the new agreement from God to his people. It will begin when my blood is poured out for you. Has the blood been poured out for us? Yes. So already the covenant has begun. It has begun already. Hallelujah. So we are in a covenant already. I remember that scripture we read that says, all the things God wants us to enjoy, he had already done them even before we got to know him. Emphasizing the fact that there was a plan. But anytime you recognize, you realize and see the blueprint of the word of God, what he says about you, and you come to him, becoming born by the Spirit into him, then when you go through it and you see it, then it begins. Officially, it begins with you. But it has been there. There was a plan. Hallelujah. So, a father writes a check and gives to his child. This man dies even before the child becomes wise or grown up. It's anytime the child grows to the point of realizing that there is something, there is a treasure kept as a form of inheritance for him or her, that the child begins to understand or appreciate what has been given. But has the father given it? Yes. The child, though, may not know it because the child may be little, may be small. But there is a plan. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's also see the book of Mark, chapter 16. Mark chapter 16, verse 17. Tonight we're going to pray. It's going to be a brief one and then we're going to end with prayer. It's good we pray. Hallelujah. How many of us love prayers? I want to pray. Hallelujah. I want to pray. I really want to pray. And I see us praying into ourselves, into our seasons. Amen. People who believe will be able to do these things as proof. They will use my name to force demons out of people. They will speak in languages they never learned. In languages they never learned. Let's see what it says in New King James, in the NKJV. It says, and these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with what? New tongues. Hallelujah. They will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. Languages they did not learn. Languages they did not learn. Hallelujah. How many of us learned tongues? How many of us learned how to speak tongues? No, we don't learn it. Languages they did not learn. It's something that the Spirit brings. It's something that comes from the Spirit. Hallelujah. That's why it's a gift. That's why no man can boast about it. It comes from the place of grace. It comes as a gift of the Spirit. The Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians, it's a gift of the Spirit. Hallelujah. That's why when you are filled with the Spirit, that's one of the first and foremost signs. You speak with new tongues. Hallelujah. You speak with tongues. Not the one you know already. You speak in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say they will speak with new tongues. It's my prayer that in this new season, you will speak with tongues. From your inner man, it will well up on the inside and it will come to the outside. That you will find yourself praying in the Spirit. You will find yourself being able to express yourself. Amen. John chapter 13. John 13. I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you. I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you. Withholding nothing. Ay, 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 ay. Withholding nothing. Libra gada da dosha. Withholding nothing. John 13, verse 34. From the ERV says, I give you a new command. Hallelujah. It's our new season. Our season of kindness. A season of something new, something fresh. Hallelujah. He said, I give you a new command. Love each other. You must love each other just as I loved you. Hallelujah. In verse 35, he says, all people will know that you are my followers if you love each other. I remember back in the days, back in school, when we were in primary school, when you've done something or maybe you fight with a classmate, and your teacher want to flog you now. I'm trying to explain something. Love was something that the Hebrews already knew from old, from time past, even from the Old Testament. If you check the book of Leviticus, you see that. But then it's because of command, because the Bible says God gave a command that you must love your neighbor like yourself, you know, as you love yourself. So that brings me to, in primary school, when you fight with your classmate and your teacher say, They report to auntie that two fighting. What happens? They want to punish you. And said, auntie say, oh, two of you are fighting. Sure, you are fighting. And then because you see Cain, the person who is afraid of Cain will say, ah, we are not fighting, we are friends. Are we not friends? You say, yes, we are friends, we are not fighting. You know that kind of thing. But it happened a lot in my class. You know, we had this guy who is always intimidating and beating and oppressing everybody. Very big. So we used to yab him like, you know, this guy is like five times our size. So imagine somebody like Collins and Tim Lulu are in the same class. So one day, one guy was angry and he told me, you'll be big papa, you're not supposed to be in this class. Because the guy is way too big, older than us. We are not mates. But, you know, he's the class captain. Not the class prefect, but he's the ogbologbo in the class. You dare not talk. You dare not put his name amongst names of noisemakers. And he makes a whole lot of noise. So you will not put his name. Why? Because you will not go home. He will beat the living day out of you. Amen. So when you write his name, know that you are in trouble. You just follow auntie home. So one day, he met his match. A new guy joined the class. And the guy is somebody they drove from another school. So he got to our class and he and this guy had a terrible fight. He broke a lot of chairs and all that. So when our headmaster came and said, this, in fact, it was beyond something that the class teacher could settle and say, they will expel both of them. Ah, they were near that, they were begging, don't want to get expelled. So as they were begging, the headmaster said, my headmaster said, give me one reason why I should not expel you from this school. And then the guy just grabbed the other guy's head. He just grabbed the other guy's head. Say, we are friends. Say, don't you see, we are smiling, we are happy. The other guy is not happy. But you have no choice, because this one does not want to be expelled. They have just expelled you from one school, and now you want to get expelled again. So, and then that one is forceful love, forcing it. Like, we love one another. In fact, we love one another. Beds in the air, they love each other. Why can't we love each other? We are friends, we are brothers. And then they had to forgive everybody. It turned into laughter and all that. But they were forgiven. So the Hebrew people from old, they know the command, love one another. In fact, because it's a command, there are things attached to it. So you must obey. I don't like you. I don't want our paths to cross. But simply because it's a command, I just say, make it not be like this. So that punishment, you know, those days, it comes with punishment. If you don't love one another, it comes with punishment. So because I don't want the punishment, I say, me and colleagues will be party now. We'll be body. But after the year, guy, if you see me, face your lane, everybody just stay on. But it's different. In the New Testament, it's different. You're not doing it because there's a command. Hallelujah. That's why Jesus said, a new covenant I give to you. And this is what the Pharisees didn't understand. That's why they were fighting him. He said, you want to change what our fathers are used to. He didn't come to change it. He didn't come to condemn it. And he said it, but they were not. You know, there's a way you can hear. Pastor Bishop said something on Sunday, and it blew my mind. When he was praying or something, and he said that, Lord, we pray that we receive a seeing eyes and a hearing ear. In seeing, in looking, they were not seeing. In listening to what Jesus was saying, they were not hearing. And that's why they were fighting him. This law that Moses gave us, our fathers have been obeying it since. It's in the Nigerian constitution. You are telling us what? You know, some people are so fond, they like laws. But Jesus came to give them what's beyond law. It's not a matter of law. Love is of the heart. So it's not coming from their heart. They were just doing it because it's a command. Jesus was trying to make them understand that love is of the heart. Hallelujah. Love is of the heart. Love is of the heart. So I'm serving God because I love him. Not because he will kill me if I don't. And I've seen a lot of people do, like, especially these people who go for morning cry. There's one that always comes to my area. Sometimes, like, I just carry water and just carry cane and flog him. He will come and you need to. So I say, how can I unhear this thing I've heard? Come and condemn all the people Jesus came to die for. Jesus did not send you that fight. One day he was preaching and he said, and you are there, you just pay me your hair. That means he has even sent everybody in church to hell. He said, you just use, God gave you natural, and he has just sent God's children to hell. He said, you will not see the kingdom of God. I said, this must be heaven's prefect. You hear what is not, blah, blah, blah. You're going to, We're not doing it because it's a command. We love God. Hallelujah. Because he showed us, he first loved us and gave himself. He proved that love. Hallelujah. No one had ever loved man. No one had ever loved man like Jesus did. No one. So that's why they couldn't understand it. When Jesus was talking about love, they didn't understand. They've been hearing, love your neighbor as yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love your neighbor. Love your neighbor. Love your neighbor as yourself. They were singing it. They were reciting it because it's a command from Old Testament. But until they saw that Jesus was not only preaching, he exercised that love. He showed it. He gave himself as a ransom to redeem people who were condemned. Hallelujah. So no one ever loved like Jesus did. Hallelujah. My prayer is that in this new season, our eyes will be open to understand and to run with the same love that he gave us. Meaning, the man on your street is not meant to die. whether he smokes, whether he drinks, whether he does whatever, that you are there is a proof that Jesus did not die in vain. So you reach out to them in love. Don't go condemning people on the street, but reach out to them in love. Jesus paid an awesome price for them to be free, to be born again, to be saved. So if you reach out to them in love, in Jesus' love, you have done what Jesus would do if he were here. Hallelujah. And these are the things he said he would do through us. So when you go on the street or you meet people and you just condemn them with your mouth, say, if I curse you now, if I curse this one now, he didn't send you to curse. He said, show love, express love. Just like I love you, show the same love to them. Hallelujah. Let's see what he said in Leviticus chapter 19. Leviticus 19. Leviticus 19 verse 18. He says, forget about the wrong things people do to you. Don't try to get even. Don't try to revenge. Don't try to repay back evil for evil. Forget about the wrong things people do to you. Don't try to get even. Love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. You must obey my laws. Do you see that? So that's why they were obeying, because it's a command. You must obey my laws. You must not let your animals mate with animals of a different kind. You must not sow your field with two kinds of seed. So like Mrs. Sajiri, who planted potato and planted pepper, you better go and root one out and you go and plant, carry your pepper, go and plant it in Pastor Miwa's area. Because it's a command. Look at what he said again. He said, you must not wear clothing made from two kinds of material. So all those women that like designs in church, Mrs. Fawale and Co., you will not miss Adire and Damas. I thank God for Jesus. Amen. He said, a new covenant I give to you. Imagine that you are to keep these laws. So Mrs. Fawale will just go and just come with a fine cloth, as beautiful as the cloth is. The Lord just say, Leviticus says you must not mix two material together. Go back to where you are coming from. May God help us in Jesus' name. Woo! Hallelujah. You cannot follow the law. That's why we must not abuse the season of grace. Thank God for Jesus, who came to give us the ability to worship with the Father. So you can understand better why that veil had to be torn. Hallelujah. Amen. It's a big price he paid. It's a big price he paid to give us liberty, to give us a new season, a fresh season, kainos, where we can expressly worship the Father without barriers. Is there the tendency to still fall? Yes, but provision has been made for us so that we can continue steadfastly as children of the kingdom. Hallelujah. In his grace. Amen. Yay. So Jesus introduced to us a new way to love. Not by command. No, but from the heart. Love is of the heart. Hey, to love one another. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We're going to pray. Oh. 2 Corinthians 5. Look at what it said. He says, Let me take it from verse 16 before we get to 17. It says, from this time on, we don't think of anyone as the world thinks of people. It is true that in the past, we thought of Christ as the world thinks, but we don't think that way now. When anyone is in Christ, it is a whole new world. I think it's the old King James that says, if anyone be in Christ, it's a new creature. The ERV says, when anyone is in Christ, it is a whole new world. The old things are gone. Fresh. So let me make this clear. What Christ did is not to this one. Some people think he just came and just all this right, all this. Just use something, duster to clean it. And you know what you clean with duster? Some parts are not clean. Well, you're still seeing W. You're still seeing one sin hanging somewhere. That's not what he did. He gave us a clean slate, a clean life, like one that has never existed before. One that never existed. We became new. Hallelujah. Not to fairly used. Not to kumbo, not tokes. Not fairly used. Brand new. Brand new. Somebody say brand new. Brand new. One that never existed. Hallelujah. This life you live right now had never been lived before. He said, but I just got born again yesterday. Yes, brand new. Brand new. Tieroba, brand new. Not Tokumbo. Tieroba. You know, Setma was trying to describe something. He said, a lot of people, Setma, Pastor Mo, I said, a lot of people who say, a brand by God's grace, I've driven a brand new car before. Tieroba. Let me take my hand. Unveil the nylon. So I know what brand new is. It's not like this one. This one I use is tokes. It's double Tokumbo. Hallelujah. When you drive in brand new car, Kewe and Wairi can explain the smell for you. I'm telling you, it's kinos. It smells like kinos. Hi, yeah, yeah. I love brand new. I love brand new. You know, one of the experiences I had, it was a Hyundai Creta. So, I was just driving and driving. One day, I was worried. Brand new car delivered it. I had to call Pastor Muyiwa because first, I locked myself in the car. I didn't even know. Okay, what happened was, I can't remember what happened, but I locked myself in the car. And I called Pastor Muyiwa. Pastor Muyiwa said, where that's what you experienced. So, Pastor Muyiwa said, turn the car, turn the wheel. You know, when you know you can lock your car with the steering, right? I learned that from Pastor Muyiwa. I'm not saying a guru for driving. So apparently, I think I turned it to the, is it to the right now? I can't remember. It's Mrs. Sashiri. When she wants to know, it's not only her, every member of her family. Choma did it some days ago. When they want to know their left from their right, they will do like this. So they remember the hand they use in eating. That's what reminds them of their right. So we went to Aja one day and we were talking, and then I was talking to our elder sister, and then that one too, and I wanted to give me answer. She first did like this. It's like this, it runs in the entire family. Every member of their family, they must do like this first. So if you know the chop, so you don't know your right and your left. I can know my left and my right. Why do I need to do like this first? Don't people eat with their left hand? Eh? Why do you eat with left hand? So don't people eat with their left hand? Hallelujah. So the car got locked because I turned the steering, and I had to, thank God, I had to call Pastor. It was raining that day, so the thing was not. I said, hey, I will leave this car here and I will go home. But I couldn't leave it. That boys will lose all your parts. you'll see them in a Ladipo. So he called and said I should turn the steering back, and I said, a few experiences with the guy. And then one day I said, ah, this guy supposed to not reach the service because I was used to talk about, if you used to talk about for some time, you can't service it. They said, no. They told me that, service care. This one, you know, they don't touch anything or leave it the way it is. I used that car for the first, how many months? About 3 months or so before I took it for the first. In fact, they gave me a chart. I took it for the first for servicing. And then they said, I asked, I'm not going to put water for this motor. That was the first time I was using, what's it called? No. Instead of water, you use coolant. Pastor, maybe I used to a new motor. You use coolant. So I was asking, don't know the port. I said, no, there's coolant there. That's why you don't need water. You know, the experience is quite, efficient. Guys, the AC is different. There are some cars you want the AC, bless you, different. You know, those kind of motor, you are begging your car. Say, please, don't just, one guy was, don't leave me here. Don't. You are begging the car. You don't need to beg. Get a good car, get a new car. Praise the Lord. I remember then when I started doing Uber, it was raining then. With the car, anybody that enter but when I started using Tokumbo again, I said, hey, who sent me a message? I'll give you a lot of work. Your wiper can work from home, and then you just get to the middle of the road and your wiper is not working again. You buy a new one. It's when you use Tokumbo, you begin to buy things from food. You buy things, replace and repair and replace. We are going back to the new. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it's talking about being new. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. All things have passed away. The old things are gone. Suddenly, everything is new. May everything become new in your life in Jesus' name. Let's see Galatians as we get ready to close. Galatians chapter 3. We'll just see two. Okay, we'll just rush this one. Galatians chapter 3:27. Galatians 3:27. Say, you were all baptized into Christ. And so you were all clothed with Christ. This shows that you are all children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. You were all baptized into Christ. Newness of life. Newness of life. The same Galatians chapter 6. Galatians 6 then 15. It says, it doesn't matter if anyone is circumcised or not. You see, where we read 28 said the same thing, but in another way. It was talking about, it doesn't matter whether you are Greek or Jew, or see it here again. It says, it doesn't matter if anyone is circumcised or not. The only thing that matters is this new life we have from God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This new life we have from God. You can take these scriptures down. I think Pastor Muyiwa read this one when we were praying. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 24. Then you can take Revelations 2:17, Revelations 3:12, Isaiah 62:2, Acts 11:26. We just open Acts 11:26, Revelations 5:9. So we They weren't seeing it before. He said, now they will start to see it. And all kings will see your honor. Hallelujah. Imagine when kings begin to see your honor. He said, then you will have a new name that the Lord himself will give you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we rise up on our feet, please? Let's rise up on our feet. Hallelujah. When I was young, I was in GSS 3. No. I was in GSS 1. I just entered secondary school. One of my cousins that was living with us then looked at me and said, because then when I was young, I used to do, I did run before, at least. Not like Pastor Muyiwa or professionally though, but I was running. I used to run. And then my mom beat me tired because my back had a bounce. So my cousin looked at me and said, this one, she thought it was guy. And she said, the way you did guy, so you're not going to reach GSS 3. You're not going to reach GSS 3 before you go bump picking. I said, And she meant it too. She was like, this kind of guy, people are the guy, like, I know your type. You're not going to reach where before you go fetch water. You know, people say all manner of things. And she wasn't joking. You're not going to reach where before you fetch water. I don't know what people have said to you. And I don't care to know. But you see, in the place of prayer, you can change everything. You can change anything. Amen. People may have written you off. Say, this one. Can anything good come out of this? I was reading something today about Adeboye. He said something, shared something today on the social space. And he said that he's celebrating his wife, 52 years or so of marriage. 55 years of marriage. Yes, thank you. And he said that she saw other better suitors and the people that were more wealthy and well-to-do. But she said, is this man I want? I don't care what people have said concerning you. Written you off and said, can anything good come out of this one? Tonight, you can have a new name. Amen. You can have a new name. In my name, I changed my name and I called it Wealth. Hallelujah. Wealth. Wealth. My name is divine. And that's God. It's something from God. Hallelujah. You can give, you can birth, you can give yourself a new name. If you don't like callings, you can change it. Nobody go arrest you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If they call you money girl and you don't like money girl, you can change it. Amen. They call you bomb boy, all those kind of yeah name. You can change it. There are places where they give people name according to happening surrounding their birth. So you hear them names. Sometimes when you hear some people name, they give you the interpretation. You'll be shocked. So when you go to some places like in Rivers, you hear somebody answer Liberty. It's because they were in bondage before. Now they're free. So Liberty is a good name. You hear Freedom, Freeborn. One, I know one. This one, I know this one very close. Fine Country. You can imagine the state they are coming from. That they named the child Fine Country. Yeah. So, where you see, we went to Agboyi recently, and remind me that name that Sister Grace said they called one Pikin. Forgotten that name. They called it Pikin Packaging. I said, Sister Lua Dari. He said, is that the child? He said, it's my student in school. Yeah. So when they want to call the woman, they say, Mama Package. Hallelujah. So some people call, born, give birth, and give the child hardship. And give the child all manner of funny names. Amen. In the place of prayer, we can change anything. Now, beyond just name, physical name, there are mindsets that you can change. I don't like this mind. I don't like this kind of mind I'm having. Some people just stay. And they begin to think suicidal thoughts. No. It's not of the Lord. The scripture says, I have the mind of Christ. Paul declared, I have the mind of Christ. You can have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. The things you begin to think, the things that comes out of you are things that are edifying, are things that are glorious, are things that are Christ-like. Hallelujah. One of those places that I said we should read when we get home. One of those places. He said, These people, they were first called Christians in Antioch. In Antioch, they were first called Christians. Why? They looked like Christ. Before then, that name was never used before. Christian. Nothing like Christian. So they saw that they were like Christ. So they named them Christ-like. So they called them, they look like Christians. They look like Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we pray tonight? Can we pray tonight? Lord. Lord, you can begin to pray tonight. I change everything that is negative around me in the name of Jesus. It's my season of newness. I step into my seasons. New things. Great things will be spoken. Great things will be spoken of me. I answer a new name. Greatness will be spoken of me. I'm favored on all sides. I nullify every negative thing that has been spoken over my life. I cancel them. I'm set free from every bondage. I'm set free from anything that I've been pronounced over my life. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Repande bradese prenados ene prena mondori anamanda badados anada e bregados sotayana manda yadesh anada e bregados sotayana ma. I walk in the liberty where Christ has made me free. In the bregados sotayana yade shadada. It is declared that if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation, one that never lived before. In the manda gadados sopene anamanda dadosa. In the bregados sopene manda yade alamanda yadesha. I have a renewed mind. I have a new mind. I have the mind of Christ. I'm the redeemed of the Lord. He whom the Son of Man has set free is free indeed. I bear on my body the mark of Christ. Let no one trouble me. Amen. 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 In this new season, I will not struggle. In this new season, I am favored on all sides. In this new season, it will be evidence in my life that yes, I walk with Christ. I'm favored. Just like the Bible declares that the path of the church shines brighter and brighter unto a perfect day. Daily, He loads us with benefit. You know, some people will say, it is in my family. This thing they do us is in my family. This thing they do us. Ah. Hey. Then you don't know the real family you belong to. Jesus shed his blood and made you his family. And there is a covenant. And that is stronger. Blood is thicker than water. So that is stronger. I am in God's family. Every covenant made by my parents, by anybody, has been broken because Christ has set us free. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, I will live the rest of my life serving you, honoring you, living for you.
My life is dedicated to you. Lekaba gada de, eremega da do, zonde lege de ananana, ende bega do sote lege basha da de, elemranda mandare anamasi kada dos. For me to always be a fresh season like a tree by the rivers. Elemaga da do sote ya, that never runs dry. Rebanda brada mande ya de shada dosa, embrega mondo ya na mande ya de shada, elemondo robo sote ya. Honor comes. Promotion comes, blessing comes. Thank you, Jesus.